Thanks for being a part of the 10-Minute Leader podcast. By the end of these 10 minutes, we hope you have a better understanding of how to be someone that others want to follow. My name is Joseph Petrosini. I'm joined here with John and Misty Schlechter, two very influential leaders in our church.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes, of course.
Hello, hello.
Man, we have been going through a study done by the Gallup organization where they asked over 10,000 people, hey, what do you look for in someone that you want to follow? Last month, we talked about trust. And this month, we're going to talk about the second characteristic that people really talked about, compassion. Compassion is your ability to listen, understand, and love those that you're leading. I think you can really break it down into three key steps. The first one, ask questions. Genuinely be interested in those that you're leading. And make sure your questions don't have like an agenda attached to them, right? Just to show genuine interest. Step two is listen. Your ability to listen is in direct correlation with your ability to gather information on the best way to love that person. Gathering information as a leader can also help you make great decisions as a leader. And then the most important decision that you can make is how to uniquely love your team and uniquely love people. At Amazon, a leadership principle is that great leaders are right a lot. And Jeff Bezos, the founder and former CEO, says that it doesn't mean that they just know everything. He said it actually means that they are humble enough to listen to multiple perspectives outside of their own and then make the right call. Listening is a superpower in gathering information, and information helps you make great decisions as a leader. The most important decision, how to love your team. And so that's the third step, is love the person, love people, your team, your family, your small group, your T-Life group, even your coworkers, maybe at work. These are all people. They're not robots. They don't just exist to serve you or achieve something. And the most impactful leaders know that. The most impactful leaders are those who can love people the best. So I'm excited to discuss this today with John and Misty because our ability to show compassion greatly moves the needle on how influential we are and how much others are going to want to follow us. And so that kind of leads into our first question that we're going to talk about. What are questions that leaders could ask to better understand those that they're leading?
That's a great question that you ask.
Ask good questions about good questions. That's the key.
You know, I was thinking about this, and you have some good ones that you sent to us. How are you? You said, what do you need? Mm. Is there anything that I can do? Tell me more about that. All good stuff. Yeah. Something I would add to that is, how can I help? So I lead a team, but I also follow those above me. So I'm led by those that are above me. And when I think about, like, when someone sits down with me, somebody that leads me and asks me questions, I think one of the most beneficial ones is, how can I help? Mm. Because I don't like to feel needy. I think when you ask, what do you need? It feels like either I'm being needy or I have to take something from you. But when you say, how can I help? It just opens the door for you to be present in their life and supportive. And I think it's just a more approachable question. And I've seen like that work really well for myself when my leaders ask me, and then same with my teammates and those that are the team that I lead. So
that's a good example. I like that.
Yeah. I think for me, it's not really a question, but like a statement that I have heard recently that has really been helpful in my leadership is, just help me understand. Actually came from Kim Scott, who wrote the book Radical Candor. She uses that phrase when talking with people and trying to help understand where they're coming from, and especially in situations of like tension or disagreement. So this could be in marriage or the workplace, as well as in a T-Life group or another relationship. But like, just the idea of not rushing to judgment or thinking you understand where the person's coming from, but actually slowing down long enough to just ask the question, like, can you help me understand where you're coming from on this? Or why did you make that decision? Or, just help me understand kind of your perspective, I think is a really great question and can be applied in a variety of ways to truly help you understand where people are coming from, instead of rushing to judgment or thinking that you understand kind of their motives or what they're thinking.
That's really good. That's really good. As you think about like really good question askers, I think Jesus is a great example of this, right? Oftentimes when someone asks a question of him, he even responds with a question, right? Like, or the best school teachers, they're really good at asking questions, even in response to a question. And I think as leaders, it just, one, we understand them better, and we also have a better understanding of the situation that we might be in. As you think about who those really good question askers are, who do you know that lives this out so well? And how have you seen that affect those that they lead?
Well, the first person that came to my mind was actually your mom, Joseph. So we know...
Shout out to Jill.
Shout out to Jill.
Hey, Jill, hope you're watching. So we've known your parents for a while, and... your mom is someone who I think everyone who knows her wants to be around her. Incredibly influential person. And I think one of the big reasons is because she is genuinely interested in people and asks questions about them. Like I think of conversations, times we've been over to your parents' house or gone out to dinner with them. And it feels like well into the conversation before we ever start talking about Jill and Jeremy, but like your mom is just very interested and asks really good questions and is and listens well and is genuinely interested in kind of what we have to say. And so that just makes us feel valued and like she actually cares. And there's a difference between that and someone who's just kind of asking a billion questions and you can tell they don't really care. They're just trying to make conversation.
Yeah.
But like good question askers, I think actually genuinely seem interested in what you have to say and want to know and want to listen. So.
As a high school kid, when you get home at the end of the night, she might ask a billion questions, but again, she's just genuinely interested. Yeah. Like, hey, who are you hanging out with? What are you know?
I 100% agree. Your parents are so good at that. And I think another quality that shows that you're interested in asking questions is once somebody has shared with you, once you've asked the questions and somebody's let you in, to circle back and ask again. I think that that really shows that you're interested, that you care about them, about what's going on in your life. And so the person that came to my mind is Justin Wissink. He's an elder at Relevant. I actually get to lead him on the worship team, but and him being an elder, he's a spiritual authority, and he serves me really well. He asks, "How can I help? What's going on? What do you need?" And then when I share things with him, he circles back and checks in. And, so I feel cared for by Justin.
In order to circle back on questions you ask, right, you have to be such a good listener. I think the best leaders listen 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. I recently got a little tool for Zoom calls that it tracks how much of the call that you're talking. And so it'll pop up every 5 or 10 minutes and be like, you've spoken like 43% of the time or 93% of the time or 1% of the time, right? Like it kind of like gauges. And at first I was like, dang, I like sometimes you talk way more than you think, right? As leaders, you might be more equipped or more knowledgeable on a certain topic. You're like, let me tell them everything they need to know. Versus, man, if you're interested in them, how can I listen to them and genuinely love them? But if we had like that internal meter in our head, right? How
It'd be
often?
Awesome if we actually had that, like just in a normal conversation.
Yeah.
Like, alert, you're talking 90% of the time. Shut
stop
up.
Stop talking. That's good. But within this topic, what are some practical next steps that listeners can implement or apply? What is something that people can really take away and apply around this topic?
This is a little bit of a side note, but also something very practical, maybe isn't necessarily listening with your ears, but with your eyes, I guess. Create like a cheat sheet for the people that you lead, almost like a get to know you, like the names of your spouse and your kids, when your birthday is, your favorite snack or treat. Just like that helps you. Know what they care about, and that helps you love them and serve them well.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, because you can't possibly remember all that information about everybody you lead, and it's helpful just to be a student of the people that you lead. Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, one of my favorite quotes when it comes to this topic is by a guy named Cary Newhoff, and he says, "Love has a speed, and it's slower than me." and basically talking about how, like, if we're truly going to love and have compassion, like, compassion is a lot easier when we're not in a hurry or when we're not trying to get something out of somebody, but when we're able to slow down and actually focus not on our agenda, what we need, where we've got to go, what we're trying to get out of this conversation, but actually slow down long enough to truly listen and truly care for the person. And so I think just remembering that, like, it's a lot easier to be compassionate and empathetic and all that stuff when we slow down. Mm. And that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Where a lot of us are in a hurry. And so I think just that, that's a great practical thing to think, like, love has a speed and it's slower than I am. So we have to kind of gear down, slow down if we're really going to give people time and love them and be compassionate and seek to understand where they're coming from.
One other thing that I wanted to share that I feel like some of the best conversations I've had with people that I get to lead. John, you said this earlier, being a student of your people, listening and observing, like when you're able to just even watch, like listen with your eyes, you're able to learn when maybe somebody's off just by watching them interact with other people, listening yep. to things that they say. And some of the best conversations I've had, have been when I've been able to say, you don't seem like yourself today. What's going on?
Well, we'll finish with that. Can we understand and love the people we lead enough, whether it's your family, your tea life group, your small group, any sort of team you lead, enough to know them where even if their body language or their nonverbals are off, we know them and love them enough to like ask questions and listen to how they're doing. And in order to do that, we have to go at a pace that might be slower than our natural instinct, mm-hmm. right? Love has a speed and it's slower than I am. So as leaders, can we genuinely slow down to listen, ask questions, and love the people we lead? I think if we did that, people would want to follow us. So thank you guys for listening.